Okay, so students, I'm going to need a lot of help from you today. Why does Jesus say that the apostles don't fast? What's the explanation that he gives? Joseph. James, man, you rotted, you look so much alike. Okay. Okay, so they ask, why don't your apostles fast? So those closest to you, so for the Jewish people, they fasted often. But Jesus' apostles, they're not fasting. And Jesus said, how can they fast when the bridegroom is with them? But he says, how can the wedding guests, he actually calls his apostles literally, he said, how can the groomsmen fast while they're with the groom? When you go to a wedding, who are the groomsmen? Or what are the groomsmen? Who's been to a wedding recently? Jack. Okay, so all those men who are with the groom, so his best friends, sometimes his brothers. So a bride has her maids, and a groom has his groomsmen. So all these guys that are close, so Jesus is saying, these guys are closest to me. I am the groom, and where's Michael Poncini? Michael, who's the bride of Christ? Okay, so the church. So Jesus is the groom, and he has a bride, the church. And he says, these guys are my groomsmen. They're the ones assisting me in preparation for my wedding. Now, how long is a wedding? When was the last time you went to a wedding, and how long was it? Who's that, Susanna? Okay, so you go to a wedding, it's an hour or two, and then you have a reception, so it lasts one day. Does anyone know how long a Jewish wedding would last? It would be, Michael Poncini, do you really know? How long?
7 days.
So it would last. That's right, it would last an entire week. So like, they would look at us and they'd be like, man, you have lame weddings. One day? We party for a whole week long. So Jesus is saying all this time that he's with the apostles, it's preparation for his wedding. It's this big celebration preparing for the actual day when he's going to unite with his bride. And so no one during a wedding celebration would be fasting. It's a time of celebration. It's a time of feasting. Now, so what does this mean? When was Jesus' actual wedding day? If all this time with the apostles is preparation for that day, when did he actually celebrate the day of his wedding? When did he become one with his bride, the church? Jesus says, it's when I am taken away from my groomsmen. When was Jesus taken away from the apostles? I think my eyes are getting bad. It's in the second to last row. You're the young guy right there. Okay. When was Jesus taken away from the apostles? It was his passion and his death. So students, it's amazing. We got to get this. So Jesus is saying, the actual day of my wedding is the day that I died on the cross. That's when I became one with my bride. When you go to a wedding, how can you tell who the bride is? How do you know, oh my gosh, okay, that's got to be the bride? Maria Sophia? Okay, because she's dressed in a really special way. She's wearing a beautiful white dress. How do you know who the groom is at a wedding? Noah? Okay, because he dresses a little bit differently. He's the nicest dressed guy in the room. Do you know how you knew who the groom was at a Jewish wedding feast? He was dressed differently than everybody else, but it wasn't what he was wearing. It's that he wore a crown on his head. Because on that day, he was the king. And so Jesus, as he goes to the cross on the day of his wedding, he is crowned like a king, because he's also the groom. And you know what a groom wore for Jewish people on the day of his wedding? His attire, he would dress like a priest. Jewish priests, they would wear a garment. It was a special tunic that you could not tear. When they removed Jesus' garment, it says it was a seamless garment, which any Jewish person would read and go, oh my gosh, Jesus was dressed like a priest when they nailed him to the cross. Because the priest would celebrate that sacrifice that united God with his people, that was a symbol of the marriage between man and woman. So the Bible's saying, does everybody hear this? He's crowned and he's dressed like a priest. And then above all, when he's pierced and water and blood flow from his side, the church has always understood, just like Adam, the first man, his bride came from his side. So the bride of Christ came forth when he's nailed on the cross, when he died for us. And so, students, I close with this. Every time we celebrate Mass, what are we celebrating? What takes place on the altar? Rachel? Oh, no, Miss Gomez. Okay, so we celebrate the day he died on the cross. We celebrate Calvary. So you know what the church has always called the Holy Mass? The wedding feast of the Lamb. We celebrate the day of his wedding. Because what is he doing? He's giving himself to us, the bride of Christ, the church. As a man gives himself to his bride, Jesus gives everything he has every time we come to Mass. And so what is he asking of us? If we, the church, if we're the bride of Christ, he's saying, I give you everything. Every time we receive Holy Communion, he's saying, now I want you to give yourself totally to me. As a bride gives herself to her spouse, her groom. And so students, as we receive him today, let's ask him, Jesus, okay, you're giving yourself to me. Help me, Lord, to give myself entirely to you. I don't want to hold anything back. As we celebrate the union of you with us, the spouse, your church.